from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Friday is here. Congrats, we made it. And we made it to the first picks of the year. Let's hit it. The season begins. A new season of the picks. Costa and Jansen with Heather, who will be making picks this fall with us. A recap. Last year, John Jansen won, as you heard, going away. Let's get after it, Greg.
We go to the old stomping grounds of Jimmy Powers, the ATL Aflac kickoff, number 14 Clemson and number 1 Georgia. Bulldogs favored by 13.5, Jim.
Georgia missed the playoff last year. They are a machine with something to prove against a husk of a program. Barry, Dabo, Sweeney, give me the Bulldogs.
John Jansen.
You know what? I just don't think Clemson is even a shell of itself. I think there's too much talent, there's too much speed, and there's too much really good coaching on the other side. So I'm going to take the Bulldogs as well. Let's go Georgia.
All right, 2 for the Dogs. Heather Park.
Yeah, I'm going with Georgia as well. Georgia peaches, Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber's a new dad. He's winning. Let's go.
Georgia still has their fastball. Clemson does not. Dogs.
Love it.
I'm tempted to take Clemson here, A, because I could be on an island
with five pickers.
But I think the mission that Georgia's on just is so big. And until I'm not ready to bury Dabo, but I got to see it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to make that pick yet. I'm going Georgia. Clean sweep.
A sweep for the Dogs. Let's go number 8, Penn State, favored by 8.5 as they travel to Morgantown to take on West Virginia. John, who you got?
So it's yes. Yes, the answer is yes. So it's not a top 10 matchup, so James Franklin could win this game. Drew Lar, Singleton, this is a class that was recruited now 3 years ago that should dominate when they play a team like West Virginia. I think they do. I think they go on the road to Morgantown. This is a coming out party for this junior class now that has taken over Penn State. So give me Penn State. I think there's just too much offense for West Virginia.
Hev.
I'm going with West Virginia. They're the Mountaineers. Take me to the mountains. Let's go.
Okay.
This game would be more concerning for Penn State if it was played at night. Kickoff is at noon. I will take Penn State. Mm-hmm. Gov.
I love the points here. I think Penn State will win the game. I think it's a classic win but don't cover. Give me the Mountaineers.
Jim.
Country roads, take me home. Moonshine in the bloodstream. It's going to be a drunk one at noon. I will take points, not to win, but I will take the points.
All right, 3 for West Virginia. Number 19, Miami, takes on Florida at the Swamp. Florida, a short home dog, getting 2.5 points. Let's go to Heather Park.
I'm going with Miami. That's my pick.
It's good enough for me.
You like Hurricanes, right?
I'm Mr. 305, of course.
Dale.
Florida, not the same team that they were 15 years ago, but the Swamp still is. Chomp, chomp, give me the Gators. Mm.
I'm lockstep with Greg here. I know it doesn't make any sense. I just think the first game of the year, we don't know what we're getting out of Cam Ward. I love the Gators in this spot. And they seem to always win a game early in the year against the higher ranking. I know they did against Utah a few years ago. Give me the Gators.
Cookies.
I've always said Heather knows ball. It's the U, baby. This is the year.
John. Huh.
Billy Napier at Florida is under some pressure.
To say the least.
They are going to also play Texas A&M. Tennessee, Georgia, Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, Florida State. Oh, they have the toughest schedule in all of college football. They've got to steal them when they can. I'm not a big believer in Cam Ward. I do think Graham Mertz, our old friend over at Wisconsin. I think he's a good quarterback. I think he's better than Cam Ward. So give me the Gators.
Notre Dame travels to the heart of Texas to take on Dan Campbell's alma mater, Texas A&M. Aggies ranked lower, but a 2.5-point home favorite. I remember these teams playing back-to-back Cotton Bowls in the 90s with national implications. New era in College Station, big environment, but Notre Dame claws out a win. Gov.
I think A&M is going to win this game, so my thought process whenever I think that and the spread's under 3, just take those points. Give me the Aggies.
Jimmy.
Night game, Kyle Field. Bunch of new faces on the O-line for Notre Dame. Yikes. That's not good. This one is free money. Texas A&M.
Is this value?
You know what? I'm right there with you because you look at that offensive line, true freshman at left tackle, and then redshirt freshman, sophomore. That's your offensive line. You're going into Texas A&M where the 12th man lives. Give me the Aggies.
Who you got, Hev?
Well, Notre Dame is the fighting Irish. I am a wee bit Irish, so I'm going with Notre Dame. Yes. Oh.
How much is a wee
I'm
bit?
I'm a lot Irish. I don't take them.
Yeah, Tom. Yes. LSU, a 4.5-point favorite against USC in Las Vegas. Let's go to Tom Milliken.
Wow, it's hard to trust USC in this spot to do anything because no Caleb Williams, and that defense is god-awful. So until I see it, I got to believe it. What I do trust is the SEC. And so we have, what, 4 SEC teams in these picks this week?
Mm-hmm.
Clean sweep. Give me the Tigers.
Ooh. Jim, quick gripe. This should be on a college campus. I hate that this is a sterile, neutral site. Put this at the Coliseum. Put this in Death Valley. Whatever. I will take LSU in this matchup. I don't trust either team, but I think you get the better coach with the Tigers, the better O-line with the Tigers. And USC, soft program until proven otherwise.
Agree on the softness of USC. It's hard to imagine that this is a Big Ten. Doug brought up a good point yesterday. This is a actual Big Ten game. Not a Big Ten matchup, but a Big Ten game. And no Jaden Daniels. And so you have two new quarterbacks, but Garrett Nussmeier, their now starter, when asked to play last year, and in the bowl game, I think threw for almost 400 yards. I trust him. I trust the speed of the SEC. So give me the Tigers.
At the park.
I'm going with USC, and the only reason I chose that is because Amon-Ra went there, so I'm choosing that.
That's a small pick.
It is a small pick.
You don't think they're going to come up short?
They might, but yeah. I'm still going with them anyway.
You're a wee bit Irish, and yes, he's a wee bit man.
Yes.
These two teams have split their only two previous matchups, and they split the 2003 National Championship. They have not played since. I'll take LSU. All right, tonight, East Lansing. Michigan State hosts FAU, Spartans favored by 13 and a hook. Jim Costa.
Started off right. The Spartans cover the big number. Jonathan Smith and the Buzz in East Lansing against the lesser team win by 2+ touchdowns. John, I'll cut the fight song for you. I don't want to be disrespectful.
Thank you. I will as well take the Michigan State Spartans. I think Jonathan Smith is going to completely...
You can't speak if it's going.
Is going to get an identity. What they are going to do in East Lansing, I think, is going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. When you have a quarterback, even though it's a new team, and they are, but he's familiar with Jonathan Smith, the expectations, the offense, I think the Spartans are going to roll in this one.
MSU alum Heather Park.
Yeah, you can play the fight song for me. Go Green.
On the banks of the Red Cedar. Team that's known to all. Greg?
You guys know who used to coach at FAU?
Howard Snellenberger?
Not what I'm going for, but correct.
Okay.
Is that where Kwame went?
No, that's Florida A&M.
Okay.
Dusty May, U of M basketball coach. Hootie Hoot, baby. Give me the Owls.
Oh,
come on.
Now, previous seasons of the picks, there would be certain games where me and Greg would align on dogs. I got to go there, Greg. I'm with you. I got to see Michigan State perform offensively.
In the woodshed?
Exactly. To cover this kind of a spread, I will take the points in this situation. Mm-hmm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Prime time. The Big House, the Black M, the band, the hype video, James Earl Jones talking about Midwestern values. Defending national champion Michigan, feels so good to say, a 21.5-point favorite against Fresno State. Let's go to two-time Michigan football captain John Jansen.
The last time Michigan was defending a national title, they started the season 0-2. Very painful.
Wait, who was on that team?
Who was the captain of that team?
Poor leadership.
You're reading truly. The headlines. He's sitting back after the season's always got his legs.
Yes. All we just got to do is show up. I think this is the coming out party. Even though it's against Fresno State, it's an opportunity to see who the quarterback is going to be, this offensive line. A lot of guys that were waiting in the wings simply didn't play just because they were blocked by really good players. They're going to get a chance to show their wares. Give me the Wolverines. I know it's a big number. Let's go.
Heather.
Ditto.
Ditto.
Going with Michigan.
You're going to pick Michigan?
I am, yes.
I just picked Michigan State. She can pick Michigan.
I am going to pick Michigan, and that's why.
Yeah. I thought you liked Bulldogs.
Fresno I do State. Like Bulldogs.
Yes.
That's, I'm still picking change? Michigan.
Yes, thank you. Hold tight. Hold tight. Don't let them talk you into anything else.
21.5. That half is Vegas tempting you to take Fresno State. Michigan could win by 3 touchdowns and still not cover. Michigan, they lost a lot of talent from last year.
Yep.
It's a trap, Michigan.
Everything he said, and I'll just put on top, the defense, this is where they come out. They hardly give up any points. I'm not going to do it, Greg. I'm not going to give a score and jinx us.
No goose egg?
No. No goose egg, but...
No goose egg.
Michigan's offense doesn't have to go crazy to cover this.
And we finish with Jim.
I'll be on an island. This will be great. I'll take Fresno State. I don't know who Michigan's quarterback is. Fresno won 9 games a year ago. They bring back 80% of their offensive production. If they can get to like 14, 17 points, Michigan's got to flirt with 40 to cover this spread. Nope. Give me the Bulldogs.
You think they're going to score 14 to 17?
They bring back 80% of their production offensively.
And Michigan's bringing back multiple NFL players on their defense.
First round picks.
Yeah, and this is the Big Ten. What are they playing?
The Fresno?
I'm going to go with the guy that went 66-50 last year over the professional cash a ticket host.
Yeah, who's what 7-8 when 7-8 when given the opportunity last year?
I'm just saying
under 500.
Watch out for your backdoor cover. Thanks, John. Those are the picks. It's 97-1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.